Job chapter 6. Then Job answered, "Oh, that my agony could be weighed, and all my misfortune put on the scales. It would be heavier than the sand of the sea. This is why my words have been so rash. For the arrows of the Almighty have stuck in me. My spirit drinks their poison. The terrors of God are aligned against me. Does the wild donkey bray when it has grass? Or does the ox bellow when it has fodder? Is tasteless food eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? My appetite refuses to touch them. They are like repulsive food to me. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant what I long for, that it would please God to crush me, and that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. This would be my comfort. Then I would rejoice even in continual pain, for I have not denied the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should wait? What is my end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength like the strength of stones? Or is my flesh made of bronze? Am I not powerless to help myself, and any success driven from me? He who withholds kindness from his friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have been as unreliable as a seasonal stream, as torrential brooks that flow away. They are black because of ice, and surging with melting snow. When it warms up, they vanish. When it becomes hot, they disappear from their place. The caravans turn aside from their ways. They go up into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema look for streams. The travelers of Sheba search for them. They were ashamed because they had hoped. They came there, but were disappointed. For now you have proven to be of no help. You see my calamity and are afraid. Did I ever say, 'Give me something'? Or, 'Offer me a bribe from your wealth'? Or, 'Deliver me from my enemy's hand'? Or, 'Ransom me from the hand of the oppressors'? Teach me, and I will be silent. Make me understand where I have gone wrong. How painful are honest words! But what does your reproof really prove? Do you think that you can reprove with mere words, and treat the words of one despairing as wind? Yes, you would cast lots to sell an orphan, and even auction off your friend. But now, have the decency to look at me, for I will not lie to your face. Please turn, let there be no injustice. Turn back, for my righteousness is at stake. Is there any injustice on my tongue? Cannot my palate discern evil?"